So are you saying if Ed Miliband doesn't have the most seats, he won't be Prime Minister?
And 1924 is the answer, Gary. 1924 is the last time the party that won the most seats didn't go on to form the government.
Are you saying if Ed Miliband doesn't have the most seats, he won't be Prime Minister?
I want a Labour government, a majority Labour government. Of course I do. I want to make the sort of changes that we've been talking about this morning. But the unfortunate truth is that if the Tories have the most seats, what's happened in every election since 1924, they'll be determined to cling on to power. You really think George Osborne's going to let David Cameron give up on power?
So is the answer to my question yes? If Ed Miliband doesn't have the most seats, he won't be Prime Minister?
No, God, that's not what I'm saying. You know that, isn't it? I'm determined that Ed Miliband does have the most seats. And at the moment, across the UK, the opinion polls are really tight, as you know. It's in the margin of error stuff. And I don't want the election result in Scotland to be the error in David Cameron's margin, because any seat that the SNP win from the Labour Party reduces the chances of Ed Miliband being Prime Minister and increases the chances of David Cameron clinging on to power.